morning, everyone. Welcome to our special meeting of Commissioner's Court. It should be the brief meeting, but let's, at this time, stand, we'll have a prayer and a pledge of allegiance. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful new summer day. We just welcome you here with us today. We just turn the meeting over to you and ask that you preside, guide, and direct us, grant us wisdom to make the best decisions here. We're thankful for the opportunity to have funds to make some additional road improvements this year. Lord, we just pray for our servicemen, our servicewomen. We pray for our county employees. We pray for the people of this county, Lord, that you continue to bless our economy and provide jobs for those that are in need. Thank you for each person that is in attendance today. And once again, we just turn it all over to you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome to our August 18th, 2014 special meeting of Commissioners Court. And we're going to begin with item number one, public comments, requests for information on non-agenda items. In accordance with section 551.042 of the Texas Open Meetings Act, anybody request to speak today?
No.
All right, item number two. Our main item for today is an open bid and possibly award a contract for application for seal code on County Road 2400. This is one of our energy transportation reinvestment zone projects in precinct 2. And on this one, we have chosen to seek an outside contractor to help us with this work on the application of seal code. At this time, I'll ask for bids, and we'll start opening those.
There's three here. This is a Federal Express. It was supposed to be about 10. We got here at 10:38. But it was, Federal Express had it. It wasn't the bid or something.
It's a valid bid.
I think so. I hope. The only question would be is whether
What name is that? How have you all dealt with this in the past?
Usually the standard, I don't know where many of we get Federal Express.
We always get it before the deadline.
Well, before we open it and get into that kind of controversy, let's make a decision on this as to whether we're going to accept that. Again, it's in FedEx hands. I imagine it was sent where it should arrive in time, priority overnight, which tells me it's scheduled to be earlier than that.
I would think it would be the bidders fall off, got here late. FedEx, I would like to just go ahead and do it.
Priority overnight. Well, it does say on here, Friday, August 15th, 4:30 p.m., priority overnight, which tells me I'm not sure that they paid for an early morning service on that day. That would indicate it would be the latter time. So I'll ask you all for guidance. Would you like to do it? That is from LS Equipment Company in Henderson, Texas. Are you familiar with them?
Thank you, Seth. We're associated with Long Beach City, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, do you want to go ahead and open it, and we can decide whether or not we're going to accept that bid, or do you want to make a decision now?
I'd like to make my decision. You need to make it more open.
Well, my understanding, if it's not on time, it's not going to
don't think, if you're not going to apply, I don't think you should even open it.
That leaves us with two valid bids. We've got Howard and Sons, we've got Northeast Texas Construction Limited out of New Boston. I'll start with Northeast Texas Construction. Specification for service, treatment, TxDOT standard specification for construction and maintenance of highway streets and bridges. Let's see, here's our rate. CRS 2P shall be applied at the rate of 0.5 gallons per square yard. Grade 3 cover stone shall be applied at a rate of 1 cubic yard per every square yard. That sound right? Price per gallon of oil, $4.15. Price per cubic yard of cover stone, $67.50. Total bid for the project, $143,166.63. $143,166.63. This is signed by David McDaniel. He says the road edges will be cut, soft spots fixed, and culverts replaced by Titus County. Any questions on that?
Second bid, United States Power and Sons.
Remain the same. Their price per gallon of oil is at $3.75, and price per cubic number three, consider possibly approve UMR. And UMR is our emergency call course related to our health insurance. But we do this annually, consider possibly approve UMR, sending Medicare D letters to employees at $1.25 each. How much they charged us last year?
We didn't do it last year.
We didn't do it last year. What did Health First charge us in the past?
Thanks. I mean, I think it was wrapped up in Mayor Avenue, but we didn't get a particular separation.
Well, who has done, so this is the first time we've asked for them to send those letters forward? Have we done it or what?
See, last year, this is only second year with UMR, and we didn't do it, and they didn't do it last year. So it got missed. I mean, I don't know what happened last year.
What will be the total charge here? How many letters?
We have approximately 125 employees, and then with retirees, about 135. So that's going to be like 168.75, plus they're going to charge $100 minimum fee.
On top of that?
Yeah. But when we have to fill out a questionnaire, and when we send it in, that's when they're going to turn around and give us an actual count of, you know, how many they're going to send out. But that's a good estimate of what we're looking at.
Okay, so you said $158.75?
$268.75 would be a total approximate estimated cost.
With their 100 minimum plus the...
Right, plus the...
$268. Okay.
Otherwise, we would have to go in, create our own forms, and we would have to deal with all of that, and we just don't have the manpower to do that.
Any questions on that? Thank you for your motion when you are.
$100 a minimum?
And then $100 base, but regardless of how many, plus $125. It's $100, starts at $100 even, whether they can get maybe one letter. And then on top of that, $1.25 each. So you've got $568 worth at $125 each, plus $100 base later. Who's the best person to explain this? I'm not sure.
I'm not the best person. We just got an email out of the blue from the last year, and they said your open enrollment for Medicare D is coming up in October. And if you want to...
Why do all employees receive that?
She said that if you start looking at the eligible employees, that when you start doing whatever they do, you can miss some. So she says, regardless, it's just safer to just a blanket, because with Health First...
It's going to be junk mail for...
Right, because whenever Health First did it, I received one when Health First was doing it. I received it. And I'm looking at, why do I need Medicare D information? But they just...
We could have Michael Cash come down and talk to us. If they can give us a standard, I mean,
if that's all it is, that's one thing, but if there's other information that we have to do, I don't know, but it's like if the time's running out, so I just thought we need to discuss it.
Maybe with their checks and get rid of...
Well, yeah, as long as there's a standard letter, that's going to be hard to do. We just need to find out if there's specific information, if it's just a standard letter, say, Medicare D enrollment's coming up, if you want to enroll, and let us know.
Did Health First used to take care of these for us? You don't think they charge us?
I'm sure they did. It was just included in their fee.
It's just included in their fee. You knew what their fee was for administrating our plan. And it was never sent, we're sending out your Medicare D now. They just took care of it.
Well, I remember we discussed this years ago, and I thought I remember it was $1.25 charge.
Like I said, we didn't do it last year. You already did. Because I forwarded this email to Tony, so, okay, what do we need to do? And she said, did y'all do this last year? I said, I didn't do it last year, and you already did it. So it just...
Okay. Well, I used to get these when I had my own Blue Cross policy. Just junk mail over the years.
I mean, if there's a standard form and we just plug in their name, I mean...
We can send it out with payroll. I mean, we can send it to good, but I don't know if it's a standard letter. So I think what we can do is talk to Cass and see exactly what procedure has to be, if we have to get specific information to send out.
Well, why don't we, how about we approve this expenditure, if it's a unique letter to each employee, and if it's not, we obtain a copy of the form letter, and we include it in the payroll. How do you give it out to people that have great deposits?
We have to send it.
Move their stuff?
Yeah. Give the stuff anyway. Or you can just table it and talk, cash, and back.
I mean, just table it, I mean.
When you have to.
Well, they said, oh, they're on, it starts around October 15th.
So, we can table it till.
The 25th.
25th.
Get an answer by next week.
Motion by Commissioner Sidney, table this, second by Commissioner Hinton. If you'll let me know, I'll go ahead and put this on the agenda for a little time.
I'll call her and give you an email, if I can find out.
Okay, all in favor, table this, say aye. Close. All right, last item, consider possibly approved travel and seminar, up here, evening, squeeze in the deadlines for employees that decide to attend that, regional futures group meeting, so I have this first request, Deb Evans, everyone in the district clerk's office would like to attend this, will be 8:20.
It's 20th, it's on Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
20th.
Yours says 8:25, but it's really, all of you are on the 20th. Well, this Wednesday, and again, this is the seminar that NetApp provides every year for all of their clients. This will be in Silver Springs, just on that one day, it's an 8:35 event. They're all going to be traveling in, one vehicle for Deborah Evans' office. She's got, about $43 worth of mileage plus meals. The whole big meal policy of just a day trip to Silver Springs, just to provide us with a meal ticket for lunch.
And they'll add it to their,
We don't know if they're going to provide, or if we're going to have to provide ourselves, I didn't tell us.
Well, if you do in that plan, just bring back the ticket.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Big vehicle, one meal?
Yes.
So, if the meal is not provided for you, then we'll approve one meal at actual cost. So that's the first request from Deborah Evans' office, and then, County Clerk Diane, of course, asks to accept Kendra, Jennifer, Paula, Joyce, and Diane to the same event on that same day, roughly the same mileage, $42.57. Plus a meal if necessary. And those are the two that I'd like your decision on.
Make a motion to approve the travel.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Beals. All those in favor of approval of these two travel seminar requests to attend the NetApp event, say aye. Close. All right, here's that panel discussion, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.